Recent revelations about Republican election strategies targeting minority communities in Wisconsin's biggest city come as no surprise to many Black voters. For years, voting rights advocates accused Wisconsin Republicans of pushing policies to suppress low-income and voters of color. A Wisconsin election commissioner bragged about low turnout in predominantly Black and Latino neighborhoods during last year's elections. Then an audio recording surfaced showing Andrew Iverson, head of the Trump campaign in Wisconsin, laughing behind closed doors about efforts to reach Black voters in 2020.
Tom's is going to continue to fan the flame and get the word out about Democrats trying to steal this election.
Many people who voted this past week in the state's primaries, like Dwayne Walls, said they had long felt targeted by Republicans.
They know the effect of voter ID. They know the effect of all these things that they say are for security, but it's not.
The difference now is the public display of strategies that at best ignore the priorities of Black voters and at worst actively look to keep them from voting. I'm Julie Walker.